You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, things are getting going down in Sarasota, Florida. I know you're there now, the team getting started, pitchers and catchers reporting and all that stuff. But you wonder if this team is set yet because all these rumors continue to swirl and it seems like we're getting closer and closer to maybe a couple of big signings. Let's start with Gallardo because when we spoke a week ago, we were talking about Yovani Gallardo coming to the Orioles, and we're still talking about it, and it's still not a done deal.
No, it's not, but they have every intention of signing him. I think, you know, it's obviously a little bit of a contract holdup. The two sides are still negotiating, but really a lot of optimism, especially from Baltimore side, that deal gets done. I know fans are certainly antsy for it. Manager Buck Showalter, when I asked him about potential of having another pitcher today in camp, said, you know, we always leave a little wiggle room when we're making out our rosters around this time of the year. So I think everybody's expecting to have a few press conferences.
Now, this isn't a situation where he's gone in for the physical and it's been that tough Baltimore Orioles physical, right?
Right, it's not. Although Buck did mention today that if you make it through the Orioles physical, you should feel really good about where you are. No, it has nothing to do with that. Because then, of course, they would have already reached an agreement. They have yet reached an agreement.
All right, so Gallardo would obviously be a great lift. Now let's talk about Fowler, because outfield corners were the other thing where the Orioles needed to do something, and obviously Hyun-Soo Kim was signed earlier in the offseason. You don't know what you're getting from him. You have Trumbo. But to add a guy like Dexter Fowler, a guy that can obviously has great range out in center field, and he's a proven guy. What would he do for this lineup? And maybe more importantly than offensively, what would he do for them defensively?
Yeah, that'd be huge. I mean, first of all, you're talking about filling a corner outfield spot quite nicely there next to Adam Jones. He'd probably be in right field. And you look at the postseason that Dexter Fowler had, I think personally he's a little underrated as a player. And I was talking to a couple of the Orioles about him today in the clubhouse, and they kind of feel the same. He presents a really good option for you in terms of potentially a leadoff guy, hits for power as well, and is capable of hitting home runs. And supposed to be a really good clubhouse guy as well, would really kind of fit into what this team is trying to do.
And he's a guy that obviously had success as far as winning a year ago when he was in Chicago. Now, when both of these guys obviously have the picks connected to them. So the Orioles are a team that we've talked about this. We're really focused on this draft coming up. But I guess once you go in and you're going to lose that one pick, you might as well go all in, right? It seems like a similar situation to a couple of years ago when they lost a first-round pick for Ubaldo Jimenez, didn't waste any time. They lost a pick for Nelson Cruz, because then you're just losing that later pick.
Right. That's how they've kind of felt all along. So if they're going to go all in, they might as well just do it. If they're going to sign Gallardo, they might as well give up that next pick, add Fowler as well. And really, it makes them a lot stronger team. Now, you could argue that, of course, it's risky. It really doesn't help a farm system that's kind of barren as it is. But, you know, given the lineup, given the money they've already spent this winter, why not go for it? I think it's the right move.
Yeah, you have to think the window is only open for so long as far as this core group. And, you know, Adam Jones and Chris Davis now re-signed up. But while you can win now, you might as well go for it and win now, because you never know what's going to happen down the road in the future. Now, Hyun-Soo Kim is the other guy in the equation, I guess, in that outfield. I'm sure he's a guy they'd like to see take the other corner spot, but you don't exactly know what you're getting. But he spoke today, correct, down in Sarasota. What kind of a vibe did you get from Kim?
He did. It was the first time really any of us had talked to him. When they signed him, they didn't have a press conference. It's right around the holidays. So, you know, he seems like a guy who's not going to have trouble fitting in. He made a few jokes through his interpreter. So really, obviously was very nervous, and he admitted he was nervous. A huge media scrum, not only from the U.S., but also South Korea. And he handled it well. I think he's going to find that this clubhouse is pretty easy in terms of assimilating and fitting in. I mean, they just had Wei Yin Chen, who left for free agency, and he was a very popular, well-liked guy. I don't see any reason why Kim wouldn't be. So talking to him, you get the sense that he really wants to become an Oriole and really wants to fit in. I mean, he spent 2 weeks when he got to the U.S. out in L.A. Working out with Brady Anderson, their vice president of baseball operations, getting used to the kind of stuff that he's going to do here in camp. In South Korea, They play for a few days in spring training, take a day off, you know, three on, one off. It's obviously every day down here very grueling. People don't really realize they get maybe one day off over the 6-7 weeks they're down here. So there's going to be certain adjustments to make. But manager Buck Showalter said, first, the Orioles are going to adjust to camp. That's initially kind of the mindset that they're taking. They're going to see what he knows, what he's been through, what he can bring to the table. And they're really going to welcome him with open arms.
I love when a player who obviously speaks a foreign language makes a joke through the translator, because you always have to wonder if the player's funny or if the translator's funny.
Exactly.
So as far as the outfield goes, when they signed Trumbo, Mark Trumbo, obviously early in the offseason, you didn't know where he would end up. But now with all these other additions, what is Mark Trumbo's role on this team? Where do they want him to end up being in the lineup each day and playing? Has he become more of just a designated hitter?
I think so. Especially if this deal goes through and they end up getting Fowler, if Kim is what they think he might be. Ideally, they'd like for Trumbo to be DH. Now, he doesn't have to be locked into that spot every day. They can rotate around some if they feel like it. But I think in a perfect world, defensively, they'd rather Mark Trumbo be their DH.
It's amazing when you look at the Orioles, there was so many questions throughout the entire offseason. Will they have Chris Davis back, and will they do anything? And for so long, you wondered if they would actually pull the trigger and do something. But if they get Gallardo and Fowler, keeping Wieters, keeping Davis, the additions they've made, I look at this team, and sure, they still need guys in that rotation to still step up, Tillman and guys to step up and pitch better than they have. But this team absolutely, to me, looks like a contender.
They do, and I agree, you're right. But without Gallardo and Fowler on the flip side, they don't. And I think that's really big if they make these too late moves. And I agree with you, they still need guys to really step up. They need to pitch. Doesn't matter if they're scoring 10 runs a night, it's going to catch up with them. It's going to put a lot of pressure on the bullpen, et cetera. But, yeah, it immediately kind of puts the Orioles back on the map. And really, if they get those two guys, they've had a very, very strong winter.
Yeah, and the American League East has had a very strong winter. And when you look up and down it, there's really no weakness. There's no team, I think, that you pick out and say, all right, that team's going to finish last. And there's no maybe run away from the pack team either. It seems like it's going to be really tight from the beginning of April all the way through September as far as that division, and certainly a lot of fun. Before I let you go, Brittany, I just wanted to get your take on spring training as a whole from the perspective of a writer who covers this team day in and day out. And I know you writers have to kind of pick up your lives and head south for basically 6 weeks. But from a covering the team sort of standpoint, is this one of the more fun times of year? Because even before the games start or when the games start, it's a lot more laid back. The players, there's no competition as far as needing to win games. There's no pennant race. It seems like the players are more able to talk freely and maybe just open up a little bit. Is that the vibe you get, and do you look forward to covering these players during these 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more laid back. The guys are more at ease. Guys who, you know, go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts will talk at their locker and joke around. You know, the games don't matter. The results don't matter. So from that perspective, I think it's certainly a lot more fun. What people don't realize is about halfway through spring training, the players and the writers, the coaches, and everyone's ready to go home because these guys come down here in shape. So it does get a little bit like a Groundhog Day feel, I think, towards the end, where, you know, you're kind of saying, all right, well, when are they gonna break camp? When are they gonna head north? But for these first couple of weeks, kind of like the first day of school, especially today, pitchers and catchers reported. You got a lot of guys giving hugs, a lot of guys catching up on their lives and seeing what everyone did over the winter, a lot of new dads and guys who got married and so on and so forth. So it's always very exciting to me these first few days. And then you get a little antsy, then you can't wait for the game to start. When the games start, you get a little antsy for the games to matter. So you're always waiting for that next thing. But it's certainly a really nice vibe down here, and it doesn't hurt that it's 72 degrees and sunny.
Absolutely, and we look forward to all your coverage from Sarasota on the Baltimore Orioles as spring training continues. That's going to do it for MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. Brittany Giroli, thanks so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.